Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue a week focused on serving with patience, we get to what I would call the good news about patience. Again, as we've talked about this week, patience is one of those things that most of us know we need, but we really don't like the process of getting there. And today's specific topic in this week's set of devotions is serving with patience produced by God's Spirit. As we read in Scripture the description of the fruit of the Spirit, we find patience is right there in the middle of that list. And many times I think we view that listing, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God says against these things there is no law. That these you're allowed to have in abundance, as much as you want. And he says it's the fruit of the Spirit. And many times I think we look at that listing and in our mind, we somehow picture it like a you-pick orchard. And we just kind of wander through and we pick the ones that we like, the ones that look appealing, the ones that we think we would enjoy. And the rest, we leave for somebody else. That's not really the heart of what God's saying. God's saying these are all things that His Spirit produces in us. And that's the good news about patience. Is when I serve God as I serve people, when people try my patience, and when I try the patience of others, the patience required to serve is not something I have to produce on my own. God's Spirit is there to produce it within me. In a lot of ways, the allowing God's Spirit to work in our life is a lot like prayer in general. We understand Scripture. We know God's willingness to work in us and through us, but we have this tendency to want to do things well on our own. At least to the point until we can't. But we save prayer. We save the spiritual disciplines. We save the fruit of God's Spirit until we've exhausted ourselves, our abilities, our energy, our wisdom, our patience. And when we've run out of everything that we have within us, of ourselves, it's then that we sometimes turn to God and cry out, "Help!" But being able to serve, knowing that God's Spirit dwells within us, that His desire is to produce within us everything that is needed to accomplish the good works that He prepared in advance for us to do. I suspect that most of us go through life rarely aware that we're not going through life alone. Especially over this past year, it seems like these feelings of isolation have just intensified because of all of the COVID restrictions. And more people are struggling with loneliness and the feelings that nobody cares, that they are alone. And yet God has promised to always be with us. And I know clinging to that promise isn't something that usually feels the same as having a friend sitting across from us that we can talk to. But when we learn to live by the Spirit and allow this conversation with God to take place, as if He's sitting across from us, because He is. He's everywhere. One of the advantages, I guess, of my daughter's neurological development or lack thereof is that there's this line that the rest of us have between real and make-believe, between visible and invisible, that kind of divides things. And hers isn't there. Her favorite stuffed animal, whichever it happens to be right now, it's a big purple bear, is real. Just as real as any animal that we would see in the wild or at a zoo or anywhere else. And she'll talk to it and she'll assure it that someday they'll go to heaven and see Jesus. And she'll talk to God just as she talks to that bear, just as she talks to us. And when we begin to realize that God's Spirit dwells within us to produce in us all that is needed, we realize that He has equipped us to be patient. It's amazing what we can do when we step back and let God work. Or at least what it appears like we can do when we step back and let God work. Because it's amazing what He can do. Sometimes I look back in my life, and some of those words that still ring through my head that haunt me at times, but at other times they make me more amazed at the power of God. I remember a preacher who was adamant and very angrily insistent that I had no business being in ministry without a Bible college degree. That somehow that piece of paper from a Bible college was the magic ticket to being allowed to serve people. And yet, I've not discovered that requirement in Scripture anywhere. But I have discovered that God requires that we walk, we live, we exist in His presence by the power of His Spirit. So often through Scripture, and you read the Old Testament heroes of faith that did incredible things. And while the Holy Spirit really wasn't present in the same sense that He is for believers after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus and this promised gift of the Spirit that came upon the people on the day of Pentecost, and that God has promised to fill us with as we're immersed into Christ, there was still this awareness and knowledge of God working through people, helping them to do things that were humanly impossible. And everyone knew that this was the working of God. And I think sometimes that's one of the things that's missing within the modern, at least the modern American church, is we do everything by our own might and our own power, by our own wisdom and the experts that we can gather. You want to build a church? There's 1,200 books, or probably not that many, but seemingly that many that'll give you the details on how to do that. How to attract a crowd. How to increase giving. How to do all of these things. And granted, some of them do point you to God as the source, as the means, as the way. But many of them that I've seen, many of them that I've seen churches follow are simply humanistic business models that have worked in the corporate world. And somehow we've decided that if we can do it on our own, we'll do it on our own. And if not, then perhaps we'll consider allowing God's Spirit to produce in us what He's wanted to produce all along. And patience is one of those elements that we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have because of God's Spirit dwelling within us. And a big part of that patience is so that we can serve people. People a lot like you and me. People that need a patient friend, a patient listener, a patient encourager, a patient comforter, a patient challenger, a patient truth speaker. You see, today, as we serve God, as we serve people, we can serve knowing that the patience required isn't going to come from our own strength or effort or ability, but it's going to come as a fruit of God's Spirit produced by Him within us to do the very good works that He's called us to do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. You've called us to Yourself. You've called us to serve the people around us, wherever we are. And You've realized that we don't have it within us to do that. Not to do it well, not to do it effectively. And so You've given us Your Spirit to guide us, to comfort us, to convict us, to challenge us, to teach us, and to produce in us things like patience. So Father, today when we feel weak, when we find ourselves losing our patience, may we lean deeper into Your Spirit. May we walk more aware of Your presence. May we look for and cultivate and long for that fruit produced by Your Spirit. Father, may we do the things necessary to feed this spiritual life, to feed Your Spirit within us, so that the fruit that is produced is a great crop. A crop that's in abundance. That all of the things that are a part of that, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, the self-control, all of those things are so abundant that they overflow from our life into the lives of those we serve. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn patience with one another, patience with their parents, patience with their teachers. And I pray that they would learn this through the patience that we have with them. But all of it would be taught and experienced as a fruit of your Spirit dwelling within us. Father, today as I wake up and see news of a shooting in a grocery store in Colorado, and I think of how impatient people are with truth and how quick we are to want to place blame and to make up stories that fit our agenda, whatever that might be. I pray that this fruit of patience would be with the families that have lost loved ones, who want answers, who probably even want revenge, who want justice. Father, I pray that as a people, your children would rise up in such a way that the fruit of your Spirit would be evident. That we would not be those that are quick to speak and quick to become angry, but as you've taught us and we've looked at last week, the idea of being slow to speak, slow to become angry. To exhibit that patience produced by your Spirit within us. To learn in so many ways to wait upon you. So that we can be renewed, so that we can rise up on wings like eagles. So that we can be refreshed. Oh, not for the purpose of our pleasure solely, but for the purpose of representing Jesus well. Father, today may you produce in us all that is needed. And may that production be amplified by our participation in listening, in learning, in prayer and conversation with you, in allowing your word to soak into our lives as we spend time reading and memorizing and meditating upon it. May we do those things that feed your Spirit within us so that this production of patience would be great. Father, today as we serve, as we lean into this patience produced by your Spirit, may we allow that patience to represent Jesus so that we would patiently lift him up at every opportunity possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.